is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, a lot to talk about today, but I want to talk about the culture for a minute. As my attention was drawn a couple of days ago to my mailbox, because this magazine keeps showing up in my mailbox, I didn't order it. Ivy didn't order it. It's called Teen Vogue. Shows up for my daughter, a tweener, you know, at the time. And somehow this magazine keeps showing up. It's filth. I put it up on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page for you to see. Teen Vogue with a red, white, and blue picture of Hillary, a collage of sorts. We Resist is the cover. And in this magazine is story after story. And let me give you some of the articles. I make this aware to you because I want you to take time to look at the magazines and the things your children and grandchildren read. Let's see here. In the book report, a part of chapter one, Hillary's latest book, What Happened, provides an intimate look into the days leading up to and after the election. Squad goals. The election is over, but for 9 young women who worked on Hillary's campaign, the work has just begun. Run for Something, Your Complete Guide to Becoming a Candidate. This is What a Feminist Looks Like. Confessions of a Bro Turned Feminist in Training. American Dreamers. Why We Need DACA, according to 22-year-old dreamer Marcy Suarez. What Gloria Steinem Learned from Hillary Rodham Clinton About Progress. And so on, and so on. So on. So I turned into the magazine a little bit. The reason I bring this to your attention, it's like a modern version in a glossy cover of Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. That's basically what this is. Here's a little something from the editor, Elaine something or other. I don't know what her name. Elaine, I'll never forget walking to Teen Vogue's war room on election night as our scrappy digital team of 20-somethings live-streamed coverage. A palpable tension filled the space. It was equal parts excitement and panic. When I headed off to HRC's election night event, I remember saying and genuinely believing, there is no way this man will be elected. Boy, was I wrong. The next morning, we gathered to mourn what felt like the end of the world. But in the weeks and months that followed, girls and young people sprang into action, speaking out and marching, many for the first time. A year later, as we continue fighting for equality and basic human rights, we dedicate this issue to the important legacy of the woman at the center of the historic paradigm shift, Hillary Clinton. Let me ask you something. What basic human rights have we lost in the last year? Please, anybody, stand up, call me, 888-900-9966. What basic human rights? Have we lost equality somewhere? Has something happened that I am unaware of? Has some law been rolled back or repealed that I'm unaware of? Because apparently, if you look across the media spectrum, there's some, you know, dramatic shift in civil rights and a rollback in basic human rights and decency in this country. I haven't seen it, but apparently it's everywhere because it must be ubiquitous because I see it in magazines like Teen Vogue, but I also see it on NBC and CNN and CBS and so forth, that there's this whole rollback somewhere. Some will say it's too partisan, too political, too retrospective, too echo chambery. This issue isn't for them. It was designed for the millions who acknowledge that until women, girls, people of color, members of the LGBTQ community, immigrants, and the economically disadvantaged are on an equal playing field, we must hold space for these critical conversations. Really? critical. I think we had the conversation. It was called an election. And I woke up this morning and I came to a stunning realization. Maybe you did as well. Donald Trump won that election. Stunning realization. He won that election with a convincing victory in the heartland of America where he wasn't supposed to compete. He won because the American people concluded that despite his reckless nature when it came to communicating, his callous behavior, his insulting ways, he was still better than the alternative. People were so sick and tired of the status quo inside the Beltway, they were willing to take a gamble on a guy who many were not fully convinced was the guy it should be. 888-900-9966. Eric, checking in from Holt, Michigan today. Eric, what rights have we lost?
Hey, Steve, great show. I listen every morning on my way to work.
Thank you.
We've lost our religious rights. We're scared to act out on our religious passions because of the way things have been.
My point being, though, Eric, and I don't disagree that religious rights are under attack, and we saw that a bit yesterday at the Supreme Court. We'll be talking more about the baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding because it doesn't fit in with his religious beliefs. We'll talk deeply about that coming up a little bit later in the program. But more specifically, these people all believe that Donald Trump has taken rights away from people, that it's been Donald Trump that is trampling on human rights and the rights of Americans. Is there any right that an American has lost that you're aware of, Eric? Anything? Eric, are you aware of any rights that an American has lost since Donald Trump was elected president? I think he must have gone away. And that's okay. Eric, I appreciate you calling in. But as I read these articles, I sit here and I look at it and I go, how is it that they continue to sell this stuff and sell these notions? I mean, my 12-year-old daughter was with me when we were caught up in the Women's March in Washington, D.C. on January 21st this year. We were caught right in the middle of it. And my daughter looked around at the signs and said, I thought these people were supposed to be about, you know, loving people and being inclusive and so forth. I said, yeah, that's what they say. And she looked me right in the eye and said, then why do they have so many hateful signs? Why do they say so many hateful things about Donald Trump and other people? Why do they do that? Why do their signs say such awful things? A 12-year-old is able to figure it out. There are no human rights lost. America's not in, you know, they're not about, well, the current administration isn't about to burn the Constitution. I concern myself with many on the left because they think that, you know, that the First Amendment should be modified so that nobody gets offended when you say something. We'll include hate speech. You can say anything you want as long as nobody's offended. And the Second Amendment, that needs to go too because they didn't mean, you know, they didn't know that there'd be anything more than muskets for the rest of our lives. And so on and so forth goes the arguing. And the Constitution is in the crosshairs every day in this country. Freedom isn't free, and you have to fight for that founding document that's been in effect longer than any document governing any nation in human history, the U.S. Constitution. By the way, Teen Vogue, if you find a copy in your mailbox, put it appropriately in the circular library so it can go to the trash heap where it belongs. 14 after.